This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. You know, every cult is full of contradictions, and that's also true in the cult of what we call scientism, which is the science that is faith-based, science that is arrogant, that is ultimately irrational. It's full of contradictions. And I'd like to give you some examples here. You know, a lot of people believe in science. They have faith in science. And that's actually by itself a contradiction. You shouldn't have faith in science. If you're going to call it science, you should actually let the evidence speak. It doesn't matter what your beliefs are. The evidence should speak for itself. And yet, the way science is practiced and pushed and propagandized and believed today is almost exactly the way a cult is believed. And let me give you some specific examples. By the way, I am a person of science. I'm a lab science director at an analytical food lab, so I know what science is, but I've also seen a lot of the science quacks out there and the scientism pushers, so I know what science isn't. So let's start with one of the basic, the foundational beliefs of modern science, and that is belief in Darwinism. Now, just in case you forgot your high school science lesson on Darwinism, let's just cover the basics here, according to this theory, which, by the way, there are elements of it that are very true, and I'll point those out. But according to this overall theory, which you might call the theory of natural selection, organisms that are better adapted to survive and reproduce tend to survive and reproduce more than those organisms which are poorly adapted. And thus, the ability to adapt, which happens through genetic mutations over time, allows organisms to live more successfully in their environment or in the ecosystems, which might include interactions with other species in the ecosystem. There is a lot of predation pressure on certain populations, of course, pressure based on climate, seasons, availability of food, water. All of these things that contribute to adaptation, survival of the fittest, and so on and so forth. Now, and this element is all true. We can see that there is adaptation and survival of the fittest in many different populations, even wild pigs getting loose in Texas and becoming adapted to living in the wild and becoming very, very successful. Even their fur color changed after they were released into the wild. Or escaped from what used to be hog farms, and they've become very successful. They're spreading to other states now, all over the southern U.S. and across Australia, and so on and so forth. So, what's called feral swine is really sort of a demonstration of survival of the fittest. So that part is true, but here's where it all goes wrong. These same people say that humans also evolved in this same process over time, creating really the best adapted beings to live in our world, and that we are really, they say, the result of thousands and thousands of generations of successes, genetic success for surviving, for living, for reproducing, for being healthy, for being amazing people, and through the laws of adaptation and natural selection and Darwinism, that we have become vastly superior and amazing, capable beings on this planet. This is their theory. And then they say, but by the way, your genes cause cancer. You see the contradiction? On one hand, it's Darwinism makes better and better beings and more improvements and more adaptations. And then on the other hand, when you go to see the cancer doctor, he says, oh, by the way, your genetic code has been pre-programmed to kill you. Now, you see that these are contradictory. I hope that's obvious. If your genetic code is being selected for survival of the fittest for thousands of generations, then it can't simultaneously be developing programs to kill you with cancer, can it? It doesn't work. You can't have both. It's either one or the other. You're either being selected genetically for survival or for death, not both. You can't have survival and death both being optimized at the same time in the same genome. Doesn't work. And see, this is the big lie of the scientism surrounding the cancer industry, you see? That's actually my topic here. If you thought I was going to talk about Darwinism, this is really about the cancer industry and its contradiction with all of the other established philosophies or fundamentals of science. The cancer industry says, you got cancer, and it was a random event, or it was caused by your genes. So these are the two main explanations that people are told by their crooked, criminal, fraudulent cancer doctors. Number one, oh, it's random and spontaneous. It happened without a cause, in other words. Or it was actually pre-programmed in your genetic code. You were born to die. Now, both of these explanations are complete fraud. Explanation number one, that it's spontaneous and random, is unscientific at its very core. To say that cancer happens spontaneously without cause is to essentially believe in medical voodoo or cancer black magic, if you will. Maybe your doctor's going to tell you that one of your enemies from high school has a voodoo doll and he's been sticking little pins in it to give you cancer, and that's why you have cancer. Yes, they say, oh, it's random. There's nothing you could have done about it. It just happened out of nothing. In other words, they're saying they believe in effects without causes, which is a very, very unscientific idea. And so you can't even claim to be a person of science if you're going to believe in spontaneous magical cancer. Right? That doesn't make any sense. And then the second reason, that you were born pre-programmed to die, is entirely contradictory to the laws of Darwinism, natural selection, evolution, survival of the fittest, and so on. So neither one of these can be true, can they? Cancer isn't spontaneous and random, and you are not programmed to die of cancer. So what's the real explanation? What's the real truth? What's the real science that the cancer establishment refuses to acknowledge? Well, I'll tell you. And this is what I'm going to share with you is advanced medicine. This is real advanced medicine. This is intelligent medicine. This is the future of medicine. And here it is. How your genes are expressed depends on the internal environment that your cells are living in. In other words, what kind of nutrients or toxins you're exposing your cells to, and how good of a job you're doing eliminating the waste products and toxins from your cells. In other words, to simplify it even more, whether you get cancer or not depends on largely what you eat, what you put on your skin, what you inhale, what you drink, what you consume. All of these things, your food, your personal care products, your water, the air you breathe, all these things create your internal environment in which your cells and their genes exist. And it is this internal environment that determines which genes get expressed, in other words, activated and turned on, versus which genes get deactivated and turned off. Now, if you have a healthy diet, if you have clean, organic foods, and superfoods and healthy fruits and vegetables and all of these things, and you live a relatively clean lifestyle where you're not using all these toxic chemical perfumes and fabric softeners in your laundry and, I don't know, air fresheners in your home that are just full of cancer-causing chemicals. If you avoid the toxins and you eat well and you drink clean water that's filtered, you create a healing environment in your body, and guess what genes get expressed inside your body? The anti-cancer genes. Yep, you got it. It's the anti-cancer genes. You see, the greater truth in all of this, and once again, this is advanced medicine that the cancer industry refuses to acknowledge, is that inside every cell of your body, you have a genetic blueprint that has possibilities in it, not outcomes. In other words, your genetic code has not predetermined your outcome. all it has really is a list of possibilities, effectively. And you have a possibility of dying from cancer in your genetic code, just as I do. But you also have the possibility of living your entire life essentially free of cancer. That's also written into your code. And your genetic code, you might say, tells the story of your life, but it's one of those books that has multiple endings. So you can choose which chapters tell the story of your life. You can choose the ending, if you will. In other words, you can choose your path by changing what you eat, reducing exposure to toxins, using organic products, avoiding synthetic chemicals wherever possible, avoiding heavy metals. All of these things will give you a life that expresses the maximum anti-cancer potential that's in the blueprint of every cell in your body. And that, my friends, is a blueprint for perfect health, cancer-free. And you have it inside you, just like I have it inside me. That's why I don't have cancer, because I'm eating healthy superfoods, I'm avoiding toxins, and I'm expressing the anti-cancer genes that you and I have in common. We have almost the same identical genetic code. We're almost identical. So the only difference between, let's say, you and someone else out there who's eating junk food and getting cancer at a young age is that they have decided to activate the cancer genes by eating junk food and eating cancer-causing foods and chemical preservatives and artificial sweeteners and GMOs and pesticides and herbicides. Of course, they're bathing their internal environment with cancer-causing chemicals in the food. And that's why they're getting cancer. So it's very empowering, actually, to learn this. It's also, you know, it's not just empowering to know that you have a choice and that you are in control, but also to know that science, by the way, still works. Science hasn't cursed you with a death sentence like the cancer industry wants you to think. And science hasn't taken away your free choice, your free will. Science doesn't say that your life is predetermined. It's really not a determinism kind of approach to reality. In fact, the real science says that you have a blueprint for survival and adaptation and lifelong health. And that all you have to do is activate that blueprint. And doing so is easier than you might think. It's just being healthy. So that's my message for you today. I'm the author of a new book called Food Forensics, by the way, coming out July 26th. You can get the first chapter, download it for free, at foodforensics.com. And in that book, I talk a lot more about cancer-causing chemicals, how to avoid them, and where they're found throughout the food supply. Plus, I list heavy metals test results for over 800 different foods and spices, and even some pet treats and fertilizer chemicals and all kinds of things. So check out foodforensics.com. I think you'll enjoy that. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, editor of naturalnews.com. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.